North Dakota Native American Essential Understanding number 2 is about learning and storytelling. It states, traditional teaching and the passing on of knowledge and wisdom was done through storytelling, song, ceremony, and daily way of life, often incorporating specific gender and age-specific responsibilities. These continue to be some of the best modes for learning for both Native and non-Native learners. In this episode of Dakota Datebook, we'll be listening to Demas McDonald, enrolled member of Spirit Lake Nation, talking about the lesson of bad medicine on the tongue.
Woke up, I could hear a woman hollering at my grandma. I came out of the bedroom and my grandma was sitting on her bed. That lady was standing there. She was giving my grandma a heck in Indian. She said, if it wasn't for my brother, you wouldn't have no money. You would have nothing. That lady wanted money, calling her down. And so I came in there and in Indian, I said, you're going crazy over money. I said, we're in Moscow in the Knoshkin. I said, the Kwana can get off. I said, go on home. I said, so they left. And I turned around and I asked Grandma, I said, how come you didn't say nothing? And she said, sit down, I'm going to tell you something. She said, well, you know people that use bad medicine? She said, they can make you sick. She said, they put it in their mouth, on their tongue. And they come and they argue that if you sit there with your mouth closed, then it won't go in. But if you open your mouth and argue back, then that bad medicine comes in and makes you sick. But if you sit there with your mouth closed, it's got no place to go, so that's why I didn't say nothing. So there again, that was another lesson. Like I said, every day was a lesson.
I'm Scott Simpson. If you'd like to learn more about the North Dakota Native American Essential Understandings and to listen to more Indigenous elder interviews, visit www.teachingsofourelders.org. Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota. Funding for this series is from Humanities ND and the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction.